This is a story about children and love and music and springtime, and a Baltimore dimly recalled through the gossamer of years. Like all such stories, it begins a long time ago and far away. This one in the French Quarter of New Orleans in, say, 1939, we can't be sure. It is early March, and Luciano Ippolito is standing on a corner, cranking out a love song of that day, whispering, with one hand on a hand organ, and in his other, he holds a leash, at the end of which is his monkey, Julia. She is busy prancing about, collecting coins from children and stashing them in her little pocket. But Luciano is looking up at the sky. Some ancient calendar deep within him tells him it is spring up in Baltimore, and he should be going there. It is his home. And so we next see Luciano and Julia on a sun-drenched afternoon at Howard and Lexington Street, or at Charles and Baltimore Streets, or the grassy slopes of Mount Vernon Place. Luciano is grinding out, whispering on his hand organ, and Julia is busy with the children gathered around her. She clasps cymbals, smokes a pipe, picks up her hat with her tail, dons spectacles, salutes servicemen, combs her hair, preens before a mirror. All the while she is collecting coins and stashing them carefully into the deep pockets of her red jacket. Luciano Ippolito, who lived at 812 Duker Court, was one of several monkey grinders, as they called themselves, who every year after the dark ice of February and March suddenly appeared in the sunshine of Baltimore's glorious April. It was how you knew it was spring in Baltimore. The last time Luciano Ippolito and Julia came back was in the spring of 1945. Today in Baltimore, there are no more monkeys in red jackets performing on our downtown street corners. The organ grinders with their songs of love are gone, making it harder to tell when spring has arrived. Come home, Julia. Come home.